Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees at his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, in Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will release the 20th installment of PM Kisan. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across country under the 20th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Varanasi today. PM will also inaugurate key infrastructure projects including the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi road and Chitauni-Shul-Tankeswar road and a railway overbridge at Hardatpur to ease traffic on the Mohansarai-Adalpura road. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the smart distribution project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry has said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by the country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. The ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said this while briefing media in New Delhi last evening in a reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances. Union Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has said that India's political relations with countries of the Indian Ocean region are strong and trade and investment ties are being augmented. The minister stated this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. He said development projects and infrastructural cooperation is progressing with the countries and there is broad-based engagement across all sectors. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions in response to remarks by former Russian president and current deputy head of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. In a social media post, President Trump said he took the step based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia. He emphasized that words are important and can often lead to unintended consequences. Meanwhile, a senior Russian lawmaker has said that there are enough Russian nuclear submarines in the high seas to tackle two American submarines dispatched by the U.S. On to sports now. The Indian women wrestlers have showcased their dominance on the world stage, securing a total of 6 medals, including 2 gold, 3 silver, and 1 bronze, in the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championship at Athens in Greece. The Indian women's wrestling team clinched the champion's trophy with 151 points, while the US finished as runners-up with 142 points. Meanwhile, male wrestler Hardeep made history by winning a gold medal in the Greco-Roman style 110 kilograms category, becoming the first Indian to win the yellow medal in the heavyweight category in this style. In cricket, India will resume their second innings play at the overnight score of 75 for 2 against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. At stumps on day 2 yesterday, India were leading by 52 runs, with Yashasvi Jaiswal standing at the crease, unbeaten on 51 runs, and joined by Akash Deep, who was at 4. Earlier, England were all out for 247 runs in the first innings, getting a narrow 23-run lead. India were all out for 224 in the first innings. India are looking to level the series, which they are trailing 1-2. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Tarun Manapalli will play in men's singles semi-finals of Macau Open today. While Lakshya will take on Alwi Farhan of Indonesia, Tarun will be up against Justin Ho of Malaysia. In women's singles, Lene Christophersen of Denmark, Rico of Japan, Yufei Shen of China and Xiang Thi Lin of Chinese Taipei made it to the last 4. Their matches will also be played today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.